We're still talking about various halachas of preventing problems of basar b'cholov. The last thing we spoke about, which we finished, was how to use an oven properly for milchiks and fleishiks. Again, the chatchila, it's better to have two separate ovens, one for milchiks and fleishiks. Not everybody has that luxury. If you don't have that luxury, then we explained how you can use an oven for milchiks predominantly and sometimes for fleishiks or vice versa. I'm not going to go over it again. That was that we finished. Now we'll get to the top of the stove. Till now we talked about ovens. Now pots cooking on the top of the stove. So first of all, do you need separate grates for milchike pots and fleishike pots? There are opinions that say yes, you do. And either you should designate on your stove, if you have four burners or whatever, two of them for milchiks or one of them for milchiks and three for fleishiks, whatever, or two and two, whatever you want to do. And you should only use the milchik ones for milchik and only the fleishik ones for fleishik. That is not the opinion of most poskim, and that's not necessarily what we do. But there is such an inyan. So if somebody does it, they're not crazy frum. There is a makor for such a thing. But most people don't do that, and personally we don't do it either. And you can use the same burner for milchiks and fleishiks, for pots and milchik and fleishik, with the stipulation that if you notice that there is mamoshes, there's milchik or fleishik residue on the burner, not burnt. If it's burnt, there's always burnt residue. That's the reason we use the milchik for fleishik and fleishik for milchik, because we assume that whatever splatters or spills over is immediately burnt, so it's not a problem anymore. It's charcoal. It's not milchik, it's not fleishik, it's charcoal. But if you notice that there's not something not burnt on there, then you shouldn't put a milchik pot down on something where you had fleishik that spilled over and there's still mamoshes of fleishik that isn't burnt on that what's it called burner. And if you did, it could be a big shayla. You have to ask the shayla what you did if you made by mistake, put it on there, and there was real meat or the opposite milk under a meat pot. But normally we're not afraid of that. The pots are dry on the bottom. The burners are, whatever's there is burnt, and whatever is absorbed, no questions here, whatever's absorbed into the burner, right, doesn't go into the pot, because you always need a liquid to be a medium to transfer taste. If it's two solid things, they don't transfer taste one to the other, and therefore we'll make go to use the same burners for milchiks and fleishiks, with the stipulation that you check it first to make sure that it's clean. And again, clean means there's no mamoshes that's not totally burnt. Okay, the next problem. So that's pretty much the world is makel. If you have two separate ovens, you could have two separate stoves too, and that's even more ideal, especially in the next situation. Now, the next problem is, okay, so you can put the same pots, milchik or fleishik, on the same burners. Okay. What about cooking things at the same time on the same stove, some milchik and some fleishik? Okay. So, me'ikar hadin, as long as you're careful that they're not so close that they spill one into the other for sure, then we're not kosher, the things splatter. And especially if both pots are covered, we're not kosher that something's just splatter outside of the covering. And even if they're not covered, right, as long as they're separated enough that the steam of one doesn't go directly into the other one, right, or they're not mamish touching, there's no problem of cooking milchiks and fleishiks on the same stovetop at the same time. But it's preferable not to do that. If you can avoid it, it's preferable not to do it, because sometimes there are splatterings, and sometimes the pots do touch, and sometimes they touch and there's liquid that spills over between them, and then there's problems. But all those things are not usual, so we're not kosher for them unless you know they happen. And therefore, if necessary, you can cook fleishiks and milchiks on the same stove at the same time, and just be careful that they're not close enough for the steam of one to go directly hot steam into the other, and that there's no splattering from one to the other. If you don't know for sure there's splattering, you don't have to worry about it. Okay, that is that. Okay, next. Using the same plata for milchiks and fleishiks, even though normally we say that if you just put a dry pot or pan on top of a heat source, it doesn't absorb, but there's always spillovers. And sometimes you put things directly on the plata without a separation, and then there are problems. So you should not use the same plata, it's Yatza lettuce boat, to put milchiks and fleishiks directly on it. And if it's not things that are splatter, right, you theoretically can put them on the same plata at the same time. However, lechatchila, if you know for sure, use it mostly, let's say, plata used for fleishiks, and things have spilled over and it's become fleishik, then lechatchila you shouldn't put milchika things directly on that plata. You should only put it if there's a layer or two layers of aluminum foil on the plata, and then put the milchika things, or if it's a milchika plata, fleishika things on top of it. Another thing that could be a problem is steam hanging your utensils, ladles and things like that directly above your stone in such close proximity to your pots that the steam that hits it is still Yatza lettuce boat. Normally if the steam even goes a little bit up, it's already not Yatza lettuce boat. The heat dissipates very quickly. If you hold your hand over a pot, directly over the pot it's hot. If it's a few inches above already, it's not hot anymore. Not hot that it's going to burn your hand. So if they're high above, there's really no problem. If they're very, very close, which usually is not the case, then it could be a problem. So it's a good idea to hang your utensils somewhere else aside from above your boiling pots. The same thing goes for a hood, an oven hood. Normally the hood is so far above the oven that by the time the steam reaches there, it's not Yatza lettuce boat. Then the only thing you have to worry is to clean it off every once in a while that doesn't drip down back into the pots of the opposite nature. But if you have a oven hood that's mamish directly above the pots, right, within a few inches, so the steam is very, very hot, then it's a problem. But I don't think they make oven hoods like that, and usually it's not a problem. For Pesach, it's a different story. There you have to either clean it off real good, or we're no way to cover it with aluminum foil, that there shouldn't be things that fall into the pots, because Pesachomet is Osir Apilu with a mashu. But otherwise, during the year, if you have a regular oven hood, and it's not just a few inches above the pots, which usually it isn't, it shouldn't be a problem. Another thing is when you pour salt, sugar, or other spices directly into pots that are cooking on the stove, not to other things. When you pour it into things off the stove, there's very little steam, and usually it's not going to be a problem. The problem is only where it's so close to the pot, and sometimes you do pour things like that, where the steam is very hot and it goes directly into the salt shaker. So it makes the salt fleishik or milchik, or the spices fleishik or milchik. So you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't pour. I mean, I don't think people do that anyway, because if you do it, you burn your hand. So you shouldn't pour salt, sugar, whatever, into a pot so close to the pot where the steam is still the Yatza lettuce boat and can go into the salt shaker or whatever else it is that you're pouring.
Does it make a difference if it's at an angle or direct to it, like straight?
Yeah, it makes a very big difference if the steam doesn't go in. Okay, that's the only thing, is that you make sure that hot steam doesn't go into the salt shaker. If for some reason that's not the case, it's high above it, so it's not hot steam anymore, it's on an angle so the steam doesn't enter it, then there's no problem. Okay, just a precaution. There's no issur of pouring salt into a boiling pot. It's what the result will be. If you can avoid that, you can avoid that. Okay. Okay, any questions on this? I think that's enough for tonight. Anybody? Yeah.
What about like a blech?
What about what?
I mean, a hot plate.
Yeah, hot plate is like a...
Should a hot plate also be considered like an oven as well?
A hot plate is like a stovetop. It's either electric. The electric burners are much better than gas. By electric burner, the nature of the burner is it gets red hot itself. It surely burns off everything. You don't have to be that careful by an electric burner. But most people here have gas. And by gas, even though the flame is there, sometimes things fall onto the burner that don't get burned up. But a hot plate, if it's electric, so it's like electric stovetop. If it's gas, it's like a gas stovetop. It's all the same.